Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now on the line, our Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, NBA Champion Kendrick Perkins Insider Call is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now available in two great tropical flavors. Kendrick Perkins, appreciate the time today, man, talking about the first place Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey, what's going on? So it seemed like I chimed in at the wrong time.
No, you got in the right time.
Y'all was talking about how to spend some money, man. I was thinking about how to save some on Valley.
No, you ain't. If you got a girl, you ain't. Tell Kendra your dilemma, Leroy, so he can help you out.
Well, my wife's birthday on the 13th, and then Valentine's Day on the 14th. Do I get her something on both days, or just get her one big gift and just give it to her on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, look, the thing is that we all know, man, a happy wife is a happy life.
That's 100.
If I was you, you got to chop it down the middle. You got to get her something for her birthday. You got to get her something for Valentine's Day.
That's right.
You got to get her down the middle.
And keep it moving.
Yeah, man. You got to keep it moving. You got to do both. You got to do both.
Before I forget this question, kid, I do have a question. Now, we all see Giannis all the time, and I get that. They're 5-0 without him because he had his first son. Does that hurt his case for MVP because they're sitting there good without him, and that brings in the conversation for LeBron James maybe being the MVP, or they're going to just know he's still the favorite right now?
Man, don't tell me it's another Greek coming, man. God.
Yeah, it's another one coming. He's here.
It don't hurt his case for the simple fact that, you know, Milwaukee is good. You know, that just makes a strong case on why, to me, they should be the heavy favorites to win the title. Now, as far as Giannis winning the MVP, Giannis is probably, if you go down the list, if you make a top 10 list of your top 10 players for MVP candidates, he's going to be at the bottom of that list for minutes played. Mm-hmm. And the things that he's doing in those minutes is beyond impressive. Like, this guy's averaging, 30 points, almost, 14 and a half rebounds a game. Mm-hmm. You know, like, his defensive efficiency is through the roof. It's better than Anthony Davis and Rudy Gobert. Like, it's nothing. You can't replace Giannis. Now, what it does is it speaks volumes on Chris Middleton and the Milwaukee Bucks, because when Giannis is out, his game elevates to another level, and it just shows the world that, hey, they got a legit Batman over there. Like, mm-hmm. It's not no fluke. Like, when you start talking about best duos in the league, you got to start mentioning Giannis and Chris Middleton, because when Giannis is out, Chris Middleton's numbers go through the roof, and they're 5-0, and he leads the way. But it just, no, absolutely not. Giannis is the front runner. And to me, right now, LeBron is a close. I mean, he's right behind him, but Giannis is the MVP for sure.
Kendrick, I like hearing you say that, because still around these parts, Chris Middleton gets the big contract, almost $180 million mm-hmm. this offseason. He still catches a lot of smoke in this area, saying he's a fringe all-star. He's not a dominant number two. People still want this team to go try to trade for Bradley Beal to take away minutes from Chris Middleton and get him out of here. So for you, on a national perspective, you believe Chris Middleton right now a bona fide Robin to the Batman that is Giannis?
Absolutely. He is. I mean, he's giving you everything that you need, you know, to compliment Giannis. Right. And I tell you what, if people is unhappy with Chris Middleton, they can always trade him for Tobias Harris. Them contracts will match up. See how much they like this, right?
We've had him.
So at the end of the day, you have to, like, this guy is averaging, 21 points and shooting 50% from the field? Like, you can't. I mean, he's doing his job. He's doing his job. He don't play that many minutes either. The Bucks are always blowing people out. And you never know what you have until you lose it. And it's a shame that people take Chris Middleton, his his game and what he brings to the table for granted, because he fits well with their system. And I wouldn't trade him for nothing. I think he's the perfect Batman for Giannis, and I think they have everything that they need to win the NBA title.
If you're the Bucks, is there a team in the East that you could see being a problem for them in the Eastern Conference playoffs?
I do. There's only one team, it's the Toronto Raptors, because they're deep, they're experienced, they're battle-tested, meaning, you know, they're not afraid of the moment. And they have guys that you just don't know who's going to step up for them. You know, every night is somebody different. You're watching their team chemistry on and off the court is scary, because them guys enjoy being around one another. They're well-coached. But if it's one team, that's the only team that I see that could possibly, and that's, you know, I'm talking like I'm 30% like possibly that could beat the Milwaukee Bucks in the series. And I love the Toronto Raptors, but I got them in the Eastern Conference Finals. There's no, to me, there's no debate. I don't see, I mean, you know, unless Boston and Miami do something spectacular, I got them two in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I got Milwaukee winning it in six or seven. I haven't decided yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if Toronto upset it, though.
Let me ask you this, Perk, then. Did you say who's the best player in the NBA today?
Is Giannis.
It's Giannis. Now, you think LeBron got something to say about that?
I don't think a 35-year-old LeBron cares about being the best player in the NBA. He's been the best player for so long. Mm-hmm. At 35 years old and the age, in year 18, does it really matter? I think at LeBron's stage, it's all about winning championships. You know what I mean? So, you know, just to even for his name, just to even be in this argument in year 18 is something special. So I don't think would he would love to win the MVP? Absolutely. But I don't think it's one of his goals right now.
If you're saying then that maybe Toronto can beat the Bucks again, then that means you have some doubt about Giannis' game in the Eastern Conference Finals, because ultimately it's going to come down to him to push him over the top to get him to the championship.
No, I don't have doubt about his game. It just really is high praise for how I feel about the Raptors. It's just, those guys are deep, man. Like, they have five guys that could hurt you. And the way that their coach is set up, it's been the next man up. Like, these guys are number two in the East, and they haven't really even had their full roster for, like, 20 games of this season, like, through the halfway mark. And Giannis, no one is stopping Giannis. Let's get that clear. No one is stopping Giannis. My thing is, when you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, they might do how we did with Kobe, with the great Kobe Bryant in 2008. Hey, we're going to let Kobe get his because we don't have a choice, because he's going to get his anyway. And we're going to shut everybody else down around Kobe. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Talking with Kendrick Perkins, the NBA champion, and now our Radio.com Sports NBA insider here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Kendrick, you just mentioned it. You played against Kobe in championship games. You were on those Boston teams. Then were with LeBron in Cleveland. At this point in his career, how does Giannis, his mentality going into those kinds of games, wanting it to be on him, wanting to be the superstar, kind of measure up with those superstar players you played with and were around?
I tell people this all the time. It's only two people in today's NBA that has the Mamba mentality, in my opinion, and that Kevin Garnett mentality, and that's Giannis and Russell Westbrook. Those two guys, they don't play every minute. These guys play every possession. And when you see guys like that, it's hard to find superstars that have that type of energy level. And, you know, that type of tenacity and that mental toughness. Like, you know, one thing about Giannis, the thing that separates him from everybody else that I've seen earlier in the year is that he went to the free throw line, he gets fouled, he shoots two air balls, he go down, they get a stop. He goes right back to the paint and get fouled again just to go back to the free throw line. Like, you know how mentally tough you have to be to do something like that? Like, he's basically saying, like, nah, I'm going back to the line. Like, that was a fluke. Like, it's just that mental toughness, man. You don't see that in every superstar. But you see it in Giannis, though.
If you had the defense Giannis Perk, how would you play him? What would be his Achilles heel?
I mean, you know, everybody says sag off of him. But the thing is that Giannis learned, now he learned how to take up the space. So he already learned how to take up the space in Euro through traffic. But now I never seen somebody that made, how should I put it? Somebody that created a counter to the Euro. So he has a counter Euro. I don't know. He gets better every year. I don't know how you stop him. I guess you double team him every time he catch the ball until you get the ball out of his hands. That's the only way I can see it. Like, you have to double him. Like, that sagging off stuff don't even work because he's learned how to take up space, and he's also shooting a shot. Like, he's shooting a three. And once he sees one go in, he keeps shooting it. And it's not like he's doing a horrible job, but he's learned to take up that space and still find ways to get to the hole, and that's scary. So, in my opinion, if I'm a coach, I'm trapping him. Period, point blank. So you get the ball out of his hand, somebody else got to beat me.
If you look at the teams out in the West, is it for you, is it Clippers, Lakers out West?
No, not really. To me, I think, and I think teams out West are starting to realize this, home court mean a lot. You know, if I'm the Clippers or if I'm the Lakers, I don't want to start first round on the road against a Denver Nuggets or a Utah Jazz or whatever the case may be. So now you see guys, you actually seeing teams now, they starting to focus in on getting that home court slot. The Clippers don't want to start off on the road, in my opinion. Like, it's, you know, that West is deep. And to me, like, if Denver get home court, they could be scary. If Utah get home court, they could be scary. So I'm not just putting it in as a lock as the Lakers and the Clippers are going to be in the Western Conference Finals, because to be honest, I don't know who's going to win the championship right now. If I had to pick one, might have to say the Bucks, but I don't know who's coming out the West.
It's going to be just an incredible season and an incredible playoffs, Perk. This feels like by far the most wide open the NBA has been, and you can attest to this for the last 8 years. I mean, LeBron ran the Eastern Conference. Then back when you guys were playing with Boston and L.A., it felt like those were kind of the two, three teams that were going to be able to win that title after Miami got out of there. Is this the most wide open you can remember this league in years past?
Absolutely. This is the first time that, I mean, we all could sit on this radio station right now, and none of us could just have a clear-cut favorite. We could debate all night on why this team might win it or this team might win it. And to me, it's basketball is back to where it needs to be, and that's competitive even throughout. And it's good for the league, in my opinion. But, yes, it is back to where it needs to be. And it's not a clear-cut favorite this year.
Back to the East real quick. Kyrie and Durant, do they need more, or can they get that done maybe next year?
Whew, it's going to be scary, I tell you that. You know, people, including myself, we could say, you know, what type of people they are off the court. But on the court, those two guys is a problem offensively. You're talking about Kevin Durant, arguably the best scorer to ever play the game of basketball, in my opinion. He has zero flaws in this game. When he's healthy, he's arguably the best player on the planet. I think they have enough. I think you add a KD to that Nets roster with a healthy Kyrie, I think they'll be fine. It just, you know, you just always question where their mental is. You know, that's their biggest question. But I think with the roster that they have, with Joe Harris, Spencer Dinwiddie, LeVert, Jordan, I think that's enough, in my opinion, to go to war with.
Kendrick, I just want to end this thing on a happy note. Has there ever been a team that's more amusing to watch fail than the New York Knicks right now?
Oh, no. No, not at all. Not at all. You love it. You love it. You love to see it, right? But it's crazy how much attention they get, right? Like, yeah. They lose and they still get all of the media attention. Well, it's like you have the Bucks and the Raptors doing, like, crazy things right now for success-wise, and they don't get nearly the much attention that they deserve, and the Knicks get all the attention, and they're losing franchise. It's crazy to me.
Kendrick, really appreciate the time, man. Enjoy listening to you on Scals and Pals on the Radio.com app. We appreciate the time today, and keep doing great work. We'll talk soon down the line, all right?
Hey, fellas, thank y'all, man. Y'all have a blessed day. Hey, look, don't forget, get both of them.
Both of them.
Valentine's present, right?
We got you.
That's some absolute knowledge and wisdom drop. Perk, appreciate it.
No problem.
That's Kendrick Perkins joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots.
5-Hour.
Now available in two great tropical flavors. You can also hear Perk on Scals and Pals, available on the Radio.com app and wherever you find your podcast. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear from the NBA, from Perk, Brian Scalabrine, Rick Bucher, and more. Just search Scal, S-C-A-L. Wherever you find your podcast, he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space that it deserves today. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Simply local lending since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.